Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look again at the communicable attribute of God's will. This means simply that God determines everything that is or ought to be. Now the fuller definition says, God's will refers to God's inner purposes and desires, which determine everything that is or ought to be, and everything that happens or ought to happen. Last time we distinguished between God's secret will and His revealed will. We looked closely at God's revealed will, or His will of desire. Basically, it describes what we ought to do. This part of God's will can actually be defied. We rebel against God's revealed will daily. Well, this morning, we're going to shift now to God's secret or hidden will. This refers to God's hidden decrees concerning everything that happens or will happen. For this reason, it's often referred to as God's will of decree. This isn't usually given to us, and it isn't intended to instruct us. In fact, we often don't find out what falls in this category until after it happens. When something happens, we might say, it was God's will. That's God's secret will, or His will of decree. Let me give two clear examples from the Bible. James 4:15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. In this passage, James says that we really don't know what each day is going to bring. We are at the mercy of God's will for the day, and we don't always know what that entails. So if the Lord wills this, this will happen, and if the Lord wills that, that will happen. Which is it is a secret. Isaiah 46, 9-11. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. Here God describes Himself as declaring the end from the beginning, things not yet done. He will accomplish all His purposes. He has spoken, and He will bring it to pass. He has purposed, and He will do it. So this is why we refer to God's secret will as God's will of decree. God, in eternity past, has decreed what will happen. Things not yet done have been declared from the beginning. Unlike God's revealed will, or His will of desire, this dimension of God's will cannot be defied. It has been decreed, and it will happen. The catch is that we don't know what that is. God knows exactly what I'm going to do before I do it. It's set in stone. But at the same time, I don't, and I won't know until I do it. If this is baffling for you, join the club. This is an amazing, fascinating attribute of God. It leaves some important questions, which we don't have time to consider today. We'll come back to some of those. But for today, let me leave you with an important encouragement from this doctrine. Literally, as I was writing this devotion, I got a phone call from a brother in Christ who had a bad morning. And at the end of our conversation, I said, man, I'm sorry this happened. And he said to me, I'm not. This was God's will. I'm glad this happened. It exposed these things in my life that I want to be rid of. What a perfect picture of the comfort that this doctrine brings. As Romans 8:28 reminds us, God is in control, and He is working all things together for the good of those who are called according to His purpose.